The troops are ready to enter Gaza City today or tomorrow to attack Hamas fighters in their underground tunnels and bunkers. Correspondent Deborah Pata has our top story from Jerusalem.
Night after night, the bombs rain down, with the Israel Defense Forces saying they have now surrounded Gaza City. The United Nations says 1.5 million Palestinians have been internally displaced, escaping any way they can. We saw bodies just lying around. This man screams, please, have mercy on us.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a trip to the Middle East in Turkey, where the country's foreign minister told him an immediate ceasefire is urgent. Blinken assured,
on the humanitarian piece, I think we've made some good progress in recent days in working to expand that. Ambassador Satterfield remains in the region working that every single day.
Blinken made stops in the West Bank, Jordan, Cyprus, and Iraq. Former President Trump will be on the witness stand at his civil fraud trial in New York today that accuses him of inflating his wealth. Correspondent Robert Costa is at the courthouse in Manhattan.
Sources close to Trump say they expect him to echo the testimony of his sons, Don Jr. and Eric, last week, where they defended the Trump Organization's business practices.
Mr. Trump's daughter Ivanka is expected to testify Wednesday. Our latest CBS News poll of likely voters finds the former president slightly ahead of the current one, Joe Biden, 51% to 48%. Russia may be upping its nuclear ante amid the war in Ukraine.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Russian Defense Ministry video showing a fireball bursting from the sea and rising high into the night sky. Russian state media reporting the country's new nuclear-powered submarine has successfully launched a long-range missile capable of carrying up to 6 nuclear warheads.
A relief for Southern Californians, thousands of whom evacuated their homes last week to escape a wildfire in Riverside County. Officials now say the flames, fanned by strong Santa Ana winds, are 100% contained. All road closures and evacuation orders have been lifted. The Hollywood Actors Union is considering a new proposal from studios. CBS's Carter Evans is in L.A.
Over the weekend, SAG-AFTRA says it got what it describes as a last, best, and final 3-year contract offer from the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers.
Reports say it includes substantial basic wage increases, but use of AI, still an issue. S&P futures up 8. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans will have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. That's according to Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Tammy Baldwin is not guaranteed re-election.
Have you seen U.S. Senator Russ Feingold around lately? Because Russ Feingold was in better shape from polling perspective when he ran both times than Tammy Baldwin is right now.
Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says he expects that Republican to be Madison businessman Eric Hovde. More people are in Wisconsin state prisons for rules violations than violent crimes. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. State prisons have been in lockdown since spring due to staffing shortages. Critics say Wisconsin prisons are too crowded. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A two-vehicle crash closed Highway 73 for about 5 hours on Saturday night. The Wood County Sheriff's Department responded to the crash a little after 7 p.m. A vehicle traveling east on 73 was attempting to turn onto County Highway U when it was struck by a vehicle traveling west on Highway 73. The crash caused the first vehicle to land on its roof. The two people in the second vehicle were transported to the Marshfield Medical Center with injuries. The crash remains under investigation. The Battle of the Badges in Marathon County raised $40,000 this year at their annual softball tournament. Those funds have been awarded to the Wisconsin Fire and EMS Memorial in Wisconsin Rapids. President of the Memorial Board, James Jim Lutey, told News 9 they've been struggling to maintain the park. The gift of these funds enabled them to pay off their entire mortgage for the memorial in Ben Hansen Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Mr. Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
We're going to be joined by our good friend, Paul Trombley, any moment now with an update, live update of your look at Mother Nature and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded weird.
I know. Why is he looking at Mother Nature?
That did not sound right.
What are you calling Paul?
I did not know that that's the way that sentence was going to come out.
No, sometimes.
We got fun things
weather
lined up
update.
For you. Speaking of weather updates, here's Mr. Paul Trombley with us, joining us for the first time this week. Paul, how you doing?
Doing well. How about you guys there?
Doing good over here.
Pretty good.
Doing good. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today, Paul?
Yeah, still a little bit unsettled here with the weather conditions as we head through this week. And still some sunny breaks along with more clouds that will be impacting us as the day goes on, as temperatures will drive upper 50s, 60 range. I think it's kind of where we'll sit throughout most of the day today. So pretty steady with those temps. So west winds 10 to 20. Tonight, more clouds, lows at 36, and then with more cloud cover on Tuesday, a high temperature in the mid-40s expected, maybe a couple afternoon sprinkles or showers, and then better chances for rain showers Tuesday night. After a high of 45 tomorrow, the rain showers expected Tuesday night, 35, and then for Wednesday, still a shower chance early on mainly, and then on our way back to about 46 for a high on Wednesday, 34 on Wednesday night, staying rather cloudy at that point, and then on Thursday, mid-40s, sunny break, some clouds. So looking at breaks of sun, some clouds into Friday after a low of 29 Thursday night, low 40s Friday, some more lower 40s Saturday with a partly sunny sky to start off the weekend with a quiet extended outlook looking ahead here for us after some of that rain midweek here this week.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad. I think we'll keep that.
Not bad at all.
Not too bad at all.
Yeah. Did you have a good weekend, Paul?
I did, yeah. Yeah, nice weekend. Had a little long weekend, so it's always nice to get one of those here and there.
Uh-huh. Oh, that feels so good. Yeah, that's good to hear, sir. Very good to hear. Paul, we'll catch up tomorrow. You have yourself a great one.
All right. Sounds good to you guys, too.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Best in the business right there, our friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Mm-hmm.
Got more in store for you, everybody, today. We're going to get into a couple of fun topics. How many of us dislike falling back, you know, with that hour that we fall back and everything? Yes. We'll get into that. We're going to talk 4-day work week again. We've got that coming up. That's kind of one of our wheelhouses around here, the three of us.
We'd like to revisit that topic.
We're also going to get into four ways the time shift can affect your health.
Okay.
Got that coming up for you as well. Of course, Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. We're going to have our good friend in the 9 o'clock hour, going to kick off as it does every Monday with the Kitchens Open.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful segment that we appreciate Melissa working so hard
on. It's a special Monday edition.
Yeah, I like it.
I mean, it's always on Mondays, but this one, it's Monday.
So it's special.
Be sure to join us for that in the 9 o'clock hour every Monday. And a little after that, as we do in the beginning of the month, we are joined by our friends from the VFW, and we get a monthly veterans update. Tom Heiser joining us today around 9:20-ish, somewhere around there, 9:25 somewhere, before Melissa's news.
All right.
After that, we'll get into a little entertainment news. Got a Danny Wright story for you. Plenty more coming up. But how did you guys enjoy your weekend? How was your weekend, Melissa?
It was good. We have a new addition to our household here that we acquired on Friday. So we're in an adjustment period. So if you happen to hear some background noise this morning, it's just Kevin.
Yeah. Okay, it is Kevin. It is. Okay.
All right. Kevin the cat. Yep.
Kevin the cat.
God, yep. I love that.
We've got a little tuxedo kitty that we rescued from the Humane Society in Clark County, and he's settling into our house.
Nice.
So. Oh, very happy to hear that. And good on you for adopting a wonderful furry friend there, I'm sure.
Yes.
Looking forward to hearing more and more about the adventures of Kevin and Melissa. Looking much more forward.
Oh, we've had some adventures already.
I'll bet.
I can only imagine.
With a cat named Kevin, you never know what you're going to get, man.
It does feel like that.
I'll give you one guess on who named him.
Yeah.
Not Melissa. I'm guessing it was not Melissa.
Correct. Yes. Correct.
I cannot wait to hear more and more of these stories, though. That's fantastic. Good on you, Melissa.
Yeah.
Really good on. That's cool to hear.
Very cool.
I'm sorry. Kitty.
Good on both of you. Both of you taking them in there. That's great. Seth, how was your weekend?
It was really good. I really wasn't here.
Oh, nice.
which is you know, because I didn't have over the back fence, it was one of those rare weekends where I didn't have to come here at all, and I was like, wow, what's going on here?
This is strange.
It was a quiet weekend. Beth was wrapping up her performances in Stevens Point, so she had that going on this weekend. So we the boys and
which I got to see
up.
Saturday night.
That's
sorry,
right.
To interject.
Oh no, that's wonderful.
It was great.
Yes,
Beth
yes.
did wonderful.
Yeah,
I heard great things this weekend too. I talked to a couple of people that went to the show and heard some really nice things about the performances, and a shout out to the whole cast. Way to go, everybody.
Indeed.
And a huge shout out to the orchestra, because that really impressed me. I mean, they had like, I don't know, 15 piece or plus orchestra accompanied the musical. I was super impressed.
Yeah, they had a pit band, and they were very good.
Very cool. Looking forward to the next CWAC show, as we are looking forward to the most recent WRCT show coming up, the holiday show that they have coming up.
Good stuff.
A lot of good local theater going on and throughout the winter months here and everything. Going to be a lot to look forward to. Seth's show is coming up soon. Looking forward to that as well. So, James, how was your weekend?
Oh, James, how was your weekend, James?
It was weird, guys. It was, thank you for asking. No, it was a joke. I'm just kidding. I don't ever set you guys up to ask me how and when you do ask me, what do I tell? I worked. Oh, that's great.
I was working again.
It was a busy weekend.
Really glad.
But I got a lot done.
Yes, exactly. Boy, ouch. Oh, God.
That's very true, actually.
No, she nailed me on that one. We should
put a sounder in here just said this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just whenever you ask me, all I have to do is play
push
that.
The button, yeah.
Yep. But actually had an interesting weekend. Had a couple firsts this weekend.
Ooh.
I made a TikTok page this weekend.
Oh wow!
Yep.
Really?
He's gone to the great beyond.
I went to that one. So I also as a note to all TikTok users out there, it's no longer cool now. It's done. It's stopped.
Officially not cool. James is here.
TikTok has jumped the shark. I joined. my daughter and I have a wonderful podcast that we do together that's released every Monday, What the Muppet. Go ahead and check it out, everybody, wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah.
And Bree had the idea of creating a TikTok page to kind of help the show and promote the show and everything, and thought it was really good. I also felt like, well, I can't really help her if I don't know what TikTok is, if I don't use it, if I don't have a profile. And if I make a profile, I can like things that she posts.
There you go. Yeah. good reasons.
Help promote your daughter.
Whole reason I did it. I have no like good reasons other than just wanted to promote my kid and the work that she
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So that was a little interesting. Did that, and then I did something else. I was listening Saturday to the Sunshine Polka Show. The greatest show ever.
Yep.
That our good friend Tim Hubble does every weekend. You can catch the Sunrise Polka Show every Saturday at 7 and Sundays at noon. You can catch it. So I was hearing I was hearing the replay on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay.
And I hear a song that I obviously have never heard before, which is a lot of the music because I'm not a polka guy. But I have Shazam on my phone. For those that don't know, it's an app. If I hear a song and I don't know what it is, I can click this and it'll tell me, hey, that was Angry from the Rolling Stones.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it listens to a little bit of the song and then tells you what it is.
Tells you what it is, yep.
I've never done this with a polka song before, but I had to.
All right.
Because I'm listening to the lyrics, and I didn't know polka had this in him. I didn't know polka could go dirty. I had no idea. I'm listening, and I hear this song playing. I'm going to play a little of this right now.
So sorry, big bright diamond, 10 years old and wedding band. I know you're married, but I've got to ask you, how married are you, Marianne?
How married are you, Marianne? If this was an R&B song, like from the Isley Brothers or something, it wouldn't surprise me. We're like, all right, well, that's R&B. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
They're just coming right out. They're just like, look, how married are you? Like, I know you're married, but come on. How married? Like, I didn't know polka had that. I had no idea.
You haven't hung out with many polka players, have
you? He has not.
No, apparently not. This my mind was blown. I started looking into this a little bit, and there's a lot of, like, polka artists that basically have, like, rock star pass. Like, yeah. torn up hotel rooms and all this. I didn't know. I had no idea how polka had this in them.
Anybody that can play an accordion for 3 hours straight, you know, I mean, there's some strength involved in that.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. You know, James, what we need to do is invite Pete Revelle back, and he can give you the lowdown on accordion and polka stuff, because you know how much he likes that. So
I think we need that. I think we all need that in our lives. I'm also a little surprised that more artists don't cover, but like rock or R&B or country, don't cover polka song. That all, if you just strip it away the music and you're just looking at the lyrics, that feels like a tailor-made country song. Yeah.
That's true. I hadn't thought of that.
I'm a little surprised there's not more of a crossover.
The accordion is a pretty interesting and specific instrument.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you almost need like three instruments to play what an accordion does.
That's true.
The Polka Town Sound, How Married Are You?
Polka Town Sound, by the way, great band name.
It's a great
too.
Band name.
Yeah.
Give them a shout out here. We'll take it. My mind was just, it's still cracked open.
He's still trying to figure this out.
Still trying to figure it out. We will take a break while I try to get myself together for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Welcome to Misty's Menu, the cozy small-town cafe that feels like home, with friendly faces and homemade food that'll warm your heart. Start your day off right with a fresh cup of roasted coffee. And how about a stack of their famous pancakes or a hearty breakfast sandwich to go with it? Or swing by for lunch and try their mouth-watering burgers and sandwiches, all made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. At Misty's Menu, you're not just a customer, you're part of the family. So stop in, take a seat, and let them treat you to a little taste of home. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with highs around 58. Winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. 36 tonight, cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow, 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It's time to do some partying with our friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 6 days a week. And 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Mm-hmm. And you heard me say 6 days a week because for the time being, Brian had some surgery last week. They are closed on Wednesday, so you want to get there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every other day but Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage you to get on over to Misty's. Christie's and treat yourself. Get on over there,
everybody. Yeah.
We encourage you also to get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. Get them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us.
Yes, indeed.
You can also direct message them on our Facebook pages. You can go ahead and do it that way as well. And call up during the show, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Oh, man, I feel like there's another way to do it where it's just really easy. You just push one button. Oh, how is that?
On the app?
Yeah. Oh, there
Civic Media app.
There we go. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps and take us with you wherever you go, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I need a 1 through 3. Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
2.
All right.
Give I'm panicked.
Qualifier.
Pick the number he didn't say. Quick. What is it?
Give me a 10.
Don't.
Fail.
We have our qualifier, and we wish a happy birthday first off to Bethany Peckham.
Oh, happy birthday, Bethany.
Happy birthday, Bethany.
Beth is wonderful. One of the sweetest human beings I have ever met. Beth and I and her sister, Amy, worked together in high school. She was a part of the Explorers group, the Connors acting group that I had. Couldn't have been better, more of a team player and a great actor.
Very cool.
All that being said, 1,000 times that as a human being and as a mom and wife and all those things, Beth is awesome.
Mm.
Enjoy your day, Beth. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yeah.
We wish a happy birthday to Kim Allward.
Oh, happy birthday, Kim.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Kim, enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her husband, I know, works at the CBD shop.
That's
or one of them in town. Yep. And yeah, congratulations and happy birthday, Kim.
Thank you, Melissa. That had bugged me all morning. I couldn't figure out how I knew Kim's name. Yeah, yeah. Have a great birthday, Kim. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier today, Katie Brandt.
Katie, happy birthday.
Katie.
Enjoy, Katie. We hope it's a great one for you, and you're a qualifier today.
Yeah.
And keep getting those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. You might qualify, and you might win yourself some free Misty's menu.
That's the best thing ever.
We take a look
at... But today, you get pie.
Yes, pie.
Pie today.
We take a look at our celebrity list, and it starts off with Emma Stone is 35 today.
Oh, I like Emma Stone.
Big fan.
She's only 35. She's been around, it seems like, for a long time.
Yeah.
Already got an Oscar.
Child actress? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's got an Oscar under her belt for La La Land.
Yep.
Well, a lot of people, critics and fans, didn't really like the Cruella movie. They liked her performance.
Mm.
It was one of those ones where they kind of separated the two. I really, really love her in the Zombieland movies. I'm not a zombie guy, but I love those movies.
They're a little different. Yeah.
I just went into them for Woody Harrelson. I'll watch anything that man does. And I came out of it loving Emma Stone. Yeah, I came great. Out of it just loving her almost as much as I like Woody Harrelson. She is such a good actor. She did a Scarlet A type movie, I forget.
Easy A?
Yeah, yeah. She's really good in that.
Yeah, right, right.
She's a good actor. Very good actor.
Yeah, I liked her in The Help.
Oh, she was so good in that.
The adaptation of a book, which the book is amazing.
It was a great book. Great book.
Also excellent movie.
Mm-hmm. She also has one of those voices that's slightly raspy that I love.
Yes.
She's got a very cool voice, too.
Yes.
And she's done some voiceover work. The Croods. In 2013.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. another great, great, wonderful actress. Thaddeus Newton is 51.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I always mispronounce her name. I'm not sure if
I can't remember either.
recently, Maeve on Westworld. She was Val in a solo movie. Condoleezza Rice in W, The Color Orange, and for Colored Girls. Just an incredible, incredible actor.
Yes, one of those great character actors. You know her when you see her because she's been in so many. Many things, yeah.
And I feel like she's one of those actors well known in the acting circuits.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's just that one key role away from being a household name. You know, where everybody knows her.
And then maybe we'll know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Because she deserves it. She deserves it. Another great actor, Rebecca Romijn is 51 today.
Mm.
Number one on Star Trek Discovery, Eva on The Librarians. She was Mystique in the X-Men movies.
Mm-hmm.
Good actor.
Yeah, not bad. She was fun in The Librarians TV show. She was fun in that one. Yeah.
I want to see that show.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Amazing actor. Ethan Hawke is 53 today.
My freshman year crush.
Oh, yeah.
Good one. Good choice.
I had a poster of him hanging on my wall.
Nice.
Good choice.
And a Butterfinger.
nice. That's perfect. Pat Garrity in the Billy the Kid movie, The Kid. Arthur in Moon Knight, the bad guy.
Yep.
He was a star of Boyhood, Training Day. I mean, Ethan Hawke's career, directing, acting, it's all good. I don't know if there's any misses in his career.
Gattaca. That's a classic sci-fi Gattaca. Movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. That movie was one of those ones where I'm like, eh, I'll see this. This seems all right. Blew me away.
But you got to go all the way back to White Fang.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wow, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
He really has been around a long
time. Long time, yes.
Great actor.
I mean, come on. High school for me, guys.
Yeah, that's true. That's
right, true. Right. It's just when you said that, Melissa, it made me realize how long he's been around.
Yeah.
And I forgot about White Fang and things like that. Yeah, great actor. Let's see here. Top 10 favorite singers of all time for me. Corey Glover from Living Color is 59.
Nice.
Great singer, songwriter for Living Color. Obviously wrote their biggest hit, Cult of Personality, along with Vernon Reid. One of those more versatile, soulful voices, but can do every... I've heard
just
that
about.
Every style of music, maybe outside of polka, I've heard him do.
Have they tried polka? No, I'm just
kidding. He also played Francis in Oliver Stone's Platoon. He was a young kid when he was in that. He was just a child actor.
Wow, did not know that. Wow, that's cool.
It's interesting, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest actors of all time is 77 today. Sally Field.
Good old Sally.
I've never heard anybody say that about her, but I feel extremely confident I will put my name on that. I believe Sally Field is one of the greatest actors of all time.
Gidget. Early Sally Field.
I could bring up Forrest Gump, Nora Ray, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh,
I could bring up
Smokey
all those
and the Bandit.
But I bring you The Flying Nun.
Yes.
Was that the weirdest premise for a show ever?
Arguably the weirdest idea ever for a show. And Sally Field made you love that character.
I'm telling you.
Sally Field, is, obviously, Lincoln, she does some legendary work in that movie. Forrest Gump, legend. Norma Rae, easily, maybe her best role ever.
Yeah.
Maybe her greatest performance ever. But again, she made The Flying Nun a popular TV show.
That's crazy.
In all seriousness, one of the greatest ever to do it. I love Sally Field.
Yeah.
I will watch her do anything.
Oh, plus the iconic Oscar speech.
You like me. You really like me.
I love it.
We could have stopped doing speeches after that.
Yeah, I think so.
That, to me, is the greatest the greatest awards acceptance speech ever. Ever.
Because it's so honest.
It's so real. It's so genuine. She's so nervous and so scared up there. I don't think we've ever seen her like that since. It's my opinion, the greatest acceptance speech of all time.
Awesome.
People no longer with us. Glenn Frey, born in 1948, sang on the Eagles classics Take It Easy, Beautiful Easy Feeling, Tequila Sunrise, Heartache Tonight. Glenn Frey had an amazing solo career.
The heat is on, man.
I think you could make a good argument that he had...
I like that song.
It's a fun song. My dad loved Glenn Frey. Big Joe Walsh guy.
Mm-hmm.
But Glenn Frey was one of his...
There's another band that covered that's the one I like of it.
Oh, really? Of The Heat Is On?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know if I've ever heard a cover of that song.
Yeah. but great artist. Great artist. Mike Nichols, born in the state in 1931, Oscar-winning director of The Graduate, Primary Colors, The Birdcage he did so well. Such
very
a good
director,
movie.
Yeah.
Birdcage is one of those all-time favorites for me. I go back, it's such an amazing cast. It's one of the only times, and I've studied this man's career more than anybody, or I should say anybody else. When it comes to Robin Williams, Robin played the straight man in performances like twice. Like two times in his career, and that's one of them, where he's the straight man in that movie. Nathan Lane and Hank Azar and all these other...
They steal the show,
Even Gene Hackman is a little loose and crazy in that movie, whereas he is the straight guy. He is just kind of
the calm in the storm
in the movie, and he does an amazing job at that. I think Mike Nichols and that combination is part of the reason why it's so successful. The great James Naismith, born in the state in 1861. He invented basketball in 1891 and lived long enough to see it become an Olympic sport.
Nice. That's right. Invented by a Canadian.
Yeah, yeah. I do love the idea of us still playing that game with a peach basket.
With the old bushel basket? Yeah.
I love all the pomp and circumstance applied to sports and basketball and all these things. And we're still like, and LeBron James with a wicked dunk. Now we got to wait until he gets the basket out of the hoop.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Without the hole in the bottom, have to get in the ladder to get the ball out again like when they first played it.
I want the NBA is doing such a good job, but overworking to get people to care about regular season basketball. Yes. I want one game a year where they have to play like that.
The Origins game or something like that.
Everybody's got to have the short shorts. I want a true throwback game, real throwback game. Yep. I want to see that. Of course, if you heard us on the Sunrise Show, we were talking about our National Day of Calendar. Today's the Saxophone Day.
Yeah.
And it's fitting because it is Antonio Joseph Sax's birthday.
Oh, wow.
Born in 1814. The French guy who invented the saxophone.
Nice.
How many people knew that saxophone comes from his last name being Sax?
I did not.
I think I vaguely remember that, but I can't put a pin on it.
No. I only knew because I love weird facts. That's the only reason.
That's
I
a
knew.
Great one. Yes,
it's a fun fact. It is a fun one. One more time, wishing Bethany and Kim a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Katie Brandt.
Congratulations, Katie.
Mm-hmm. Courage. Happy birthday.
Treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Stick around for your state and local news coming up here at Locally Grown Radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Any student in Wisconsin, no matter what their circumstances, would get free breakfast and lunch at school. That's under a new bill Democratic state lawmakers are introducing in the state legislature today. The federal government provided free lunches for all kids during the COVID-19 emergency. That program has ended, and the Healthy School Meals for All Wisconsin Coalition wants to keep it going on the state level. A grand jury is indicting a Connecticut man accused of scamming older people in Wisconsin. Matthew Ramos Soto was accused of stealing $200,000 from Wisconsin seniors last year. Authorities say the scam was to call victims, pretend to be representing one of their younger relatives who'd been arrested, and then say that bail money was needed. Ramos Soto faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Tyson Foods is recalling almost 30,000 pounds of chicken nuggets because they may contain metal pieces. The frozen chicken patties were produced on September 5th of this year. They come in a 29-ounce plastic bag packaged with the title Tyson Fully Cooked Fun Nuggets Breaded Shaped Chicken Patties. They have a best if used by date of September 4th, 2024. These were distributed to 9 states, including Wisconsin. Someone complained of finding small metal pieces in the product, prompting the recall. One person injured their mouth by eating the nuggets. It's recommended to check your freezer and throw it away or return it to the place of purchase. You can visit fsis.usda.gov for more information. The Cowboy Union Jam is this Wednesday from 1 to 3 at the McMillan Library. Hear traditional country, bluegrass, and gospel in the Library Fine Arts Center. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with highs around 58. Winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. 36 tonight, cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow, 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. We hope you're having a good start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. We got some good things going on this hour. We're going to get to this one right here because we all changed our clocks. How many, and I want to hear from you guys out there too, 715-424-2600. Don't be shy. Join the conversation. Mm-hmm. Jump right in, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Did anybody have to manually change any clocks this weekend? I had three I had to do. Did anybody else have any?
We do, but I forgot. I'm so glad that our phones do it on their own because I would have been a mess. We have a few around the house that we have to change. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Did you have any?
My boyfriend did all of them except one, so I did one.
Okay. Okay. All right. Left one for you to do. That's nice.
Yeah. I don't think he knew how to do it for sure.
Oh, I got you.
It was one of those digital ones.
Okay.
Did now the piggyback to that question? Did anybody have a moment of I'm not going to be doing this much longer, like kind of moment, like almost like
wishful almost thinking,
almost like a sad moment kind of thing.
I
like,
see what you mean.
A little, not really. I wasn't crying over it or anything, but there was a brief moment,
wave of nostalgia.
It was just kind of like, this isn't. That used to be my job as a kid. Because I was always up at night.
Yeah.
I was awake anyway, so I'd run around the house changing all the clocks before my parents got up. And there was something about it that just kind of felt like, this doesn't really, you know.
You're not going to do it anymore, maybe. Maybe.
Even if I hadn't done that, like for my parents, let's say, the microwave clock is still, you know, an hour behind. It's not as if there aren't eight other clocks that aren't telling them the correct time.
Exactly.
So it's not really even a big deal anymore when we do forget. Like, oh, shoot, I forgot to get that one. I'll get it later.
Well, but it's always disconcerting when you get in your car and the clock is wrong and you're like, I'm late. Oh, wait, no, I'm not.
The only thing worse than that, because I agree, like a hair under that, Melissa, is the everyday thing of looking at your clock that's an hour off and you can't change it because you don't know how to.
It's just there mocking you.
It just mocks me every morning. I've been trying to figure out like 100 different ways to get the time right. Every year, every time this happens, I'm like, darn radio clock.
Then you change the minutes instead of the hour, so you have to go all the way around again. Yes. Oh, I'm telling you.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
So we changed the clocks yesterday, and here's how unpopular it is. We hate it even when we're gaining an hour of sleep.
We still hate it.
Of course, it upsets your entire body and
it's
your
futzy
system and everything. Yeah. And it's a pain in the butt.
70% of Americans say that they were dreading falling back. The top reasons are it gets light out too early now. It messes with our sleep schedule. It affects our mental health. And it means it gets darker earlier. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A separate poll found 68% of us want to stop shifting the clocks twice a year. Only 17% want to keep things the way they are, and 14% are undecided. Of the people who do want to stop, 40% want to move to permanent daylight savings time with later sunsets. 28% want to shift to permanent standard time, which is what we're in now. And right. 11% say, whatever, just pick one.
Just get it done with. Just
and some say just, you know, go down the middle, do a half an hour and keep it.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Those are the undecided people.
I like that. I like that. The other 21% think one option is probably better than the other, but somehow they still don't have an option. They don't know which one. The poll also found 28% of us are true early risers and wake up before 6 a.m. during the week. 13% usually wake up after 9 a.m. Everyone else somewhere in between.
Okay, between
after
6 and 9.
A.m.
Yeah.
There are few people I envy more than the person that can wake up after 9.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like on a day off, and they could still wake up after 9.
Oh, that's,
like, I would love to know what that is like.
That anymore? No, I can't. I couldn't do it anymore. Yep. No, it's been too long.
I think we finally found the thing that can bring us all together.
Are you sure, though?
Oh, well, there's the 14% there.
There's the 14%. 17% want to keep things the way they are. 14% mm-hmm. are undecided.
There you go, yeah.
I think that 14% that's undecided, you tell them it's going to be this way, and they're going to roll with it.
I think you're right,
so I'm not really counting that. And that 17%, they don't have a legitimate, like, argument, really. So I feel like that even you can win over. And as we know, we're a democratic society. So mm-hmm. when it comes to voting, well, 70% of the vote seems like it's going to get you the win.
It should.
You know,
it should, right?
As
we're
getting ready for election day and election season coming up here and everything, I would imagine most politicians would kill for 70% of the vote.
Of anything. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I did, one thing I did like about it, because for instance, this morning when I came here, it was light out. Mm. And I did like that. I did like being lighter when I was coming to work this morning. So if we were to choose, you know, if we had to choose one, you know, either permanent daylight savings or permanent standard, I think I'd stick with standard time.
Yeah.
I think
standard time is better. It aligns better to our natural rhythms.
I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah. So that would be my choice if anyone asked me. And they didn't. So I'm just offering that out there.
Yeah, it's good of you to
offer. You're welcome, America.
Yeah, it was nice of you. He's a giver.
Well, you know, they did try reversing it in 1974. President Gerald Ford signed legislation reversing permanent daylight savings time, but it only stayed in for, I want to say, a couple years, and then it got changed. Yeah. I think Nixon changed it. Is that
Nixon
right?
Nixon changed it, yes. Well, President Nixon changed it back, yeah.
If Carter would have been the one after him, so... Maybe it was Jimmy Carter that did it.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It was Nixon, Ford, Carter. Yeah.
No, you're right about that. I thought for sure it was Nixon. Oh, you're right, though. Yeah, couldn't have been. It couldn't have been.
Because he was before Carter, before Ford. Yeah. So. Yep.
Huh. Yeah. For 10 months in the mid-70s, America's clock sprang forward and never fell back.
10 whole months.
Wow. 10 months. Yeah. Man. And then year-round daylight savings time signed into law by President Richard Nixon in the 1974.
Oh, okay. That was before
he
left office.
So it was Nixon
that did
it. Yeah.
All right.
Gotcha. All right. Huh. Interesting.
Mm.
This is one of those things that in a perfect world, this would be our biggest problem and it would have been solved by now. But because every day we've got a new set of problems and a new thing going on that takes all of our attention and we need to address it and we need to address it now, it just doesn't, you know, this stuff just keeps staying the way it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's try it longer than 10 months this next time, huh?
Yeah. Let's give it a chance.
Let's give it a shot. Yeah. I agree.
10 months.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about, in part, I think, part of our argument about this. We have four ways the time shift can affect your health.
Oh, there we go.
Coming up on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there. Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than BugTussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, BugTussle has you covered. BugTussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. BugTussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies today with highs around 58. Winds out of the west 10 to 20 miles per hour. 36 tonight, cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow, 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James, what is an invisible touch?
That's a great question.
I mean, if it,
only Genesis knows.
Yeah, only Phil Collins and Genesis. I don't think the rest of Genesis knows. I think only Phil Collins knows. Yeah. I don't understand what
it is. When you think about touching somebody.
I'll go with that. That makes sense. That I've wondered this since I was a kid. That is the best answer I've ever heard.
Yeah,
that,
as good that, as any, really. Sense. Yeah.
So we were just talking about the time shift and everything, and now we're going to get into four ways that the time shift can affect our health. Though we gained an hour of sleep, it can affect a number of things. We're going to hear our four ways it can happen.
Okay.
That it can affect your health. I think that's an important key to this. It's not saying that it will.
It's not guaranteed.
Yes, but it can, and it's something to keep an eye on in this next week, really.
Yeah. Right.
Cluster headaches.
Ooh.
They tend to happen in 6 to 8 week cycles, and people have more of them this time of year. The theory is it's because the part of our brain that generates cluster headaches also manages the circadian method.
Circadian
method. Thank you. Rhythm. Circadian rhythm.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It's all right. We got there.
Darn it. I love that word. I hate when I get
that's
that
That's a
wrong.
Great word. I'm with you.
Yeah, so that I've actually dealt. When I did the sleep study, I did when I was in college. This was something that I learned about because of my migraines and how they affect my sleep and my sleep pattern. I've been getting migraines since I was 12, and I get them quite a bit at night. And they thought, that was the main reason I couldn't sleep. They hadn't met me.
You mean the sleep study that they kicked you out of?
Yes, they kicked me out. They did pay me. At least they paid me.
At least they paid you to leave, but you know.
I wasn't even there for a full week. I made it 6 days. I was supposed to do it for a month. Kicked me out. I've never been more like unsure how to feel because they paid me the whole month.
Yeah.
They paid me the whole thing, but I'm kind of like, oh, I really wanted this to help me.
Yeah, find something out. Yeah, what's going on, man?
The second one on this list, a seasonal affective disorder or SAD. Shorter days means less sunlight and less vitamin D, so depression is more common as the days get shorter in general. For most people, early sunsets don't help.
Yeah, that's true.
It can be hard on people with Alzheimer's and dementia.
Ooh.
They tend to be more affected by shifts in sleep schedule, so it can make the symptoms worse. And many, many people with Alzheimer's or dementia, as soon as it starts getting dark out, that's when the brain starts going, you know, it's not as reliable.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And strokes and heart attacks increase. Springing forward in March has a bigger effect, but there's a small spike this time of year, too. Our bodies just don't seem to like it when we mess with our internal clock.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So can we just stop doing it, please?
I mean, is this not enough?
It seems like it should be.
If anything, if you told me, hey, this would, there's really only one reason to do this, and it'd really help people with Alzheimer's or dementia. Yes. Why? Do it. Don't wait for me. Get it done. Get this done already. Why are we waiting? Why are we dragging our feet about this? If he told me that, hey, there's only one reason we want to change this, and it's because of seasonal affective disorder. Well, what the heck are we doing here, man? We've been talking since the pandemic about helping each other with mental health this, mental health that, and then we're still doing stuff like this?
Yeah.
Like, what the what, man? And then strokes and heart attacks, for God's sake.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah. It's one of those, you know.
70% of people want this changed.
It's one of those things where it seems like a simple fix, right? Where you could just say, you know, we're going to stick with this one, whichever one it is. We're going to stick with either daylight savings or the standard time or whatever. We'll just, you know, it seems like that. There are so many of these little things that seem like. They could be a simple, easy thing to go. Getting rid of the penny, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Something we could do. It's, you know, we don't need pennies anymore. We really don't. We can get by without them, but we hold on to them because of nostalgia. You know, because we've always done it this way. You know, that kind of thing.
That's
the worst excuse ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Something.
And there's a lot of things out there that we continue to do because of that. And it's like, come on. Let's see. Especially when, like you said, James, 70%. Let's change it. Let's get rid of it. Come on.
Well, and I think the problem when they tried it, when Nixon did it in the 70s, is that he picked the wrong one. You know, they chose to keep it as daily savings time. This time, let's try standard time.
Let's just try standard time.
Standard
go with
time.
That.
Yes. Agreed.
What we've done for the majority of humanity.
Right. Or do the half hour thing and just stick with it. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, split the difference.
This was written in a pamphlet in 1907 called The Waste of Daylight, which encouraged advancing clocks in the spring so people could get out of bed earlier.
Don't waste the daylight.
I mean, 1907.
1907.
How many things are we doing that we were doing in 1907?
Not a lot. There were barely cars on the road, you know?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? I mean, if I'm from another country and I'm looking at this, just laughing.
So silly.
And I don't know what is funnier or more dumbfounding to me, that we're doing this still. Or that we have this big argument about it. Like, what are we doing? I'm not. Everybody, look. If you're an American, obviously your opinion matters. That's a big thing about this country. Being able to express our opinions. I love that part of this. Those 70% of people, your opinion matters, but not as much as the rest of us.
Not the 70% that say the other way.
Because
yeah.
That's how voting works. That's how democracy works.
What, James? My mind is blown.
What are we doing?
God. There are so few things that are like this. You know, 70% are above that people agree on. It seems like just a slam dunk to just do it. Let's just get it done. There's everyone, you know, not every single person, because you're never going to get consensus, but you're going to get enough, a vast majority that say, let's do it. And let's just do it.
Because
isn't
guess what?
Hard?
People are going to grumble no matter what.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. There's always going to be people that are disappointed with it.
So. But people are grumbling now. So what's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
There are certain portions of society you're never going to please.
Of course.
And you're never going to win over or anything like that. I think you have to do, you know, the way that this democracy works.
Mm-hmm.
You go with the majority.
Yeah.
You have to.
Let's not die on this hill.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Of all the hills to die on, too. That 70%. No, we can't change it. Why? Tradition. What?
Because my grandparents did this.
Yeah, my people come from a lot of tradition, too. We also used to have arranged marriages. You know, stop doing that, too. Yeah, thank God. Although... It would be kind of funny. There is a little comedic.
They turned that into a reality TV show, James.
Yes, right. Yeah. Oh my God, she's right. Yeah, she's. Oh,
don't. Oh, we don't need to see that.
So sad. It's true, though. It's so true. And we're going to stick with time as we're taking to the top of the hour here. So we're talking the four-day work week.
Mm.
The remote work revolution may not have stuck as much as it seemed like it might during the pandemic, but if you work 9 to 5 at an office, you probably experience wasted time. In a new recent survey, 76% of American workers say that they could complete all their jobs within 4 work days rather than 5 easily.
Wow.
And that's not working longer days to have an extra day off. On average, workers estimate that they are productive for an average of 31 hours per week, and 21% say that they only produce about 20 hours per week.
Hmm.
The implication is not that workers are lazy, it's that the work environment is insufficient, like wasting time with unproductive tasks and meetings, or the focus being more on job hours rather than work progress and completion.
Yeah.
Instead of management upon management upon management, or meeting upon meeting upon meeting, it's a little bit more of like, hey, I'm just checking in. How's the job going? Good? Great.
Yeah.
Keep doing your thing.
Yeah, keep doing it.
I hired you to do a job. I'm going to let you do the job I hired you to do. Earlier this year, a massive 4-day work week experiment in the UK was a success for both employers and employees.
Nice.
It's hard to imagine a widespread change in the US, but it sounds like companies could save a lot of money with a modern approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one other thing that could maybe bring everybody together on this one. We cannot seem to get these companies. Let's just look in Wisconsin, just in our own backyard here. We cannot seem to get these organizations, these companies, these politicians to understand that you cannot live on $7.25 an hour.
Right.
Maybe this will do it. Maybe if we go to the 4-day work week and they're not spending as much, and maybe corporations are saving a little bit of money, maybe they'll finally do the right thing by their employees and actually raise minimum wage. I don't know. I'm willing to throw anything at the dartboard right now to just get this conversation going. I feel the same way about this as I do about ranked choice voting, as I do about daylight savings time. All these things, this should be done already.
Yep.
This should have been done. We've got too much on our plate. We have too much to do to not have these things. It reminds me of flat earthers. Like, we figured this out. We've got this down. We've got enough problems in society.
But let's question it.
The last thing we need is to question something that every brain in the world agrees that, hey, if anything, everybody pick something up right now that's light, okay? Then drop it. That's gravity.
Gravity.
That proved that the world is round right there. Like, what are we, like, things, I just feel like, what are we arguing for? Mm-hmm. What are we arguing about? When we've got so many other arguments we should be having.
And you said the key words there, James. Corporations save money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be the one of the things. You know, if you just, any person out there, you know, I have always maintained something that I've always been in the back of my mind. Why do we play, you know, by the hour? That's just the weirdest thing, you know. Like, if the job doesn't require all these hours, why are we here all these hours? That's the thing that I've always been curious about. Maybe it's just because it's easier or something like that. But yeah, this is totally something to look at. Not only the 4-day work week, but, you know, how much time we waste doing things we don't need to do in any job. Any job.
Yeah.
This is what we got. We should start looking at this. We really should.
Did you have something, Melissa?
Well, just but I would be careful about that, because, you know, this is part of the argument that they're trying to make with not allowing people to work from home and over monitoring what people do. And, you know, it's like, okay, but well, then we're just going to pay you less because, so your work week is 40 hours and you're actually working 27 of that. Well, we're just going to pay you 27 hours then.
Well, and that's why we need force them. Force them to do it with laws and regulations. Exactly.
Right.
That's what we
need. People need to be able to make a living wage.
Absolutely.
Period.
Yep.
Period. If you can't pay for your housing and you can't pay for food, how the heck can you be a contributing member of society?
You can't.
You can't.
You cannot. You're absolutely right.
We want people to be on boards of schools and nonprofits and these things. We want people to volunteer. They got to have the time to be able to do that.
Another great point.
They got to be able to do those kind
and
of things.
And if you got to hold down three jobs to just pay your bills and feed your family, then there's no way you can do any of those other things.
Not at all.
I mean, and we always come back to this, or I speak for myself, I always come back to this too. The old argument, you never heard somebody on their deathbed say, oh God, thank goodness I worked all that overtime. Oh, I can die a happy soul. I worked overtime. You know, that doesn't seem to add up. Let's go ahead and hear what you guys have to say. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm kind of against raising the minimum wage very high. I mean, maybe a little bit, but that money is not supposed to be able to live on. You're supposed to stay. You're supposed to be at home. You're supposed to be buying gas, giving your parents a couple bucks for.
Yeah, you're speaking of this.
You move out. Yeah,
I respect what you're saying, sir, but you're speaking of this from a different time. And you're talking about giving money to your parents and stuff. So you're speaking of this as if it just applies to 18 and under. We got people in their 30s and 40s and 50s making minimum wage. We've got people. The workforce has changed. I appreciate the call, sir. Thank you for the time, as always. But that the world has changed. We can't. I mean, my God, you can't buy anything for a dollar anymore. The inflation alone over time has changed things. Let alone the way that life has gone. Like I agree. Like if you want to pay teenagers, and I mean by teenagers 16 and under, $7.50 an hour. Okay, sure. I don't really have an argument with that one. Maybe there is an argument to be made, but I don't have the assumption.
Their needs are being met by their family.
Their housing and
exactly.
Their food.
Yes. 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 That's the assumption.
I totally agree with that as well.
Yeah.
But for people who are trying to pay for a household, you can't live on that.
With what housing costs are right now? Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Yeah, well, you can't.
And there's not even an argument to be made of, well, this is meant to motivate you. This is meant to, you know, to work harder and to move up in the company or something. Mm. Where are you moving up at a retail store? Where are you moving up at a gas station?
In an actual practice, you're just trapped.
Yeah, and guess what? There are already people in those positions, those higher up positions, that are at, if not the same age, a little bit older, and they ain't leaving because they're finally making something more than minimum wage.
Yeah, exactly.
So where's the job openings? Where's the advancement here? Where's the opportunity to the American dream? Or I work hard, I can build up, I can build up in my corporation, and I can one day have a better paycheck. Where is that American dream when it's this is as high as you're getting. This is it.
There's also the argument that these are starter jobs. Well, guess what? We need people in all of these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
You don't need to listen to the three of us. Look at the world. Look at America. Look at the people are not doing these jobs. They're not going to get paid $7 an hour anymore. They're going to start an Etsy account, or they're going to do this or that or whatever. We wonder why these kids are so quick to become influencers, because we ain't paying them nothing.
It's a better way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna make a couple bucks a week off of Etsy, or you're gonna make nothing basically working 40 hours a week. What would you do?
Right.
Miss me with this reminiscence of the past and how you made your bones.
Yep.
If you have any understanding of time, your parents had it different than you did, and their parents, and et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm.